Right now, the vast majority of retail day traders are trying to navigate the fastest, most aggressive financial markets in human history, while honestly being completely blindfolded to the actual data.
Yeah, they are absolutely flying blind.
Exactly. So today we are taking off that blindfold. We are doing a deep dive into a very specific architectural backdoor in trading platforms, one that basically allows you to access institutional grade order flow without actually paying those institutional grade subscription fees.
Right. And the whole premise really starts with the software layer that most traders use to actually interface with the market. When you are, gearing up to trade the NQ or the ES and you're setting up your desk, a logical starting point for a lot of professionals is Motivewave Community Edition.
Because it's free.
Exactly. It's completely free. And it is a highly capable charting environment right out of the box. I mean, it runs natively on both macOS and Windows.
Which is huge for Mac users, right? Because that immediately eliminates the latency of running some clunky virtual machine.
Oh, yeah. Running a VM for trading is just asking for slippage. So Motivewave gives you precise drawing tools and all your standard indicators, your moving averages, your basic VWAP, your RSI, things like that.
But, and this is a massive but, the moment the opening bell rings and the NQ starts ripping, like 40 points in 5 seconds, relying solely on standard candlestick charts, and a basic VWAP becomes a huge liability.
It's dangerous, honestly.
Right. You are essentially driving a high-speed vehicle with a totally foggy windshield. You are looking at the result of the trades after the fact, but you are completely blind to the micro mechanics happening right in front of you at the bid and the ask.
Because the free version of Motivewave deliberately gates the entire order flow layer.
Yeah, they lock it down. There is no footprint chart. There is no CVD.
Right, you have no liquidity heat map to read the DOM. You cannot see the bid-ask volume, and you definitely can't see the aggressive delta.
Which means you are missing the actual engine of price discovery. You literally do not know who is trapped, and you do not know where the real liquidity is hiding.
And, the industry has deeply conditioned retail traders to believe that order flow is just this premium luxury. People hit that paywall in the Community Edition. They see that the footprint and the CVD are locked behind some premium tier, and they just assume the paywall is absolute.
Like, it's a hard stop.
Exactly. So they either open their wallets for an expensive monthly subscription, or they just migrate to a completely different, usually way less intuitive platform.
Wait, hold on though. This is where the technical architecture of this specific platform supposedly changes the math entirely. You are telling me there is a way to bypass an expensive premium platform subscription just by utilizing some external file.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, that sounds like a gross oversimplification. What is actually happening under the hood there?
Well, it is an official architectural feature of the software. It's not a hack or a jailbreak or anything. Motivewave is natively designed to load third-party studies compiled in Java. So it supports external modules packaged as a single .jar file. If you have a custom order flow study package in that format, you simply drop that .jar file directly into the Motivewave extensions folder on your hard drive.
You literally just drag and drop it.
Drag and drop. Then you restart the platform. When the software boots back up, the compiler reads that file, and those advanced order flow tools, the footprint, the CVD, the heat map, they just populate directly into the study menu of the free Community Edition.
Okay, I have to admit I have some serious technical skepticism here.
Sure, that's fair.
Because if decoding a massively complex financial matching engine is as simple as dragging a single .jar file into a folder on a free piece of software, there has to be a catch. I mean, why isn't every single retail desk operating this way?
There are really two reasons for that. First is just pure awareness. Most traders simply never look for a third-party extension because they just don't know the Community Edition compiler allows them. They see the paywall and they stop looking.
Right, they just accept it.
Exactly. But the second reason is the actual technical catch you are looking for. Having the software logic, the .jar file, is only half the architecture.
Okay, so what's the other half?
You can drop the file into the folder, load the footprint onto your chart, and the screen will remain completely blank. That software engine requires a highly granular, very specific type of data fuel to actually function.
Ah, okay. Let's isolate that data requirement for a minute because that's crucial. But before we dissect the exact data feed you need to power this, I really want to break down the mechanics of what this .jar file is actually calculating when it is properly fueled.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's walk through a highly specific trading scenario on the ES to understand the actual math happening inside the footprint chart. So if I am looking at a standard 5-minute candle that opened at 5100 and closed at 5110, I just see a big green box on a regular chart. What is the footprint algorithm doing to that box?
It basically operates like an electron microscope for your candlesticks. So the ES is a thick, heavy market.
Right. It takes a ton of capital to push it.
Exactly. Moving at 10 points requires massive volume. The footprint study splits that single 5-minute candle open vertically. For every single price tick between 5100 and 5110, it creates two columns right there on the screen.
Like literal text numbers inside the candle.
Yes, exact numbers. On the left side, it displays the exact number of contracts sold aggressively into the bid.
Yeah.
And on the right side, it displays the exact number of contracts bought aggressively at the ask.
So if price is currently trading at, say, 5105,
yeah.
I'm not just seeing that volume vaguely occurred at 5105. I am seeing the literal transaction split.
Exactly.
I can look and see that 200 contracts were sold at the bid and 800 contracts were bought at the ask.
Correct. And that precise division is what allows the algorithm to calculate an imbalance. An imbalance occurs when aggressive market participants just completely overwhelm one side of the order book.
Okay, that makes sense.
But here's the critical mechanical detail. The algorithm does not compare the bid and the ask horizontally at the same price level. It reads them diagonally.
Wait, diagonally? Why? Oh, because of the spread. Buyers transact at the ask and sellers transact at the bid, which are separated by a tick.
Yes, exactly. To see who is actually winning the auction, the algorithm compares the volume of aggressive buyers lifting the ask at, say, 5105.25 against the aggressive sellers hitting the bid one tick below at 5105 even.
That makes total sense. So it's an apples-to-apples comparison of aggression.
Right. And the footprint algorithm usually looks for a 300 or 400% difference in volume diagonally. If it sees zero contracts sold at the bid, but 500 contracts bought aggressively at the ask, it highlights that specific sell in bright green.
Oh, wow. So the buyers are just sweeping the book right there.
Sweeping the book. You're seeing the actual aggression that moves price printed in real time.
But, you know, sweeping the book only matters if price actually continues to move. What happens when that aggression hits a brick wall? Let's switch from the ES to the NQ for a second.
Okay, the NQ is a totally different animal.
Yeah, it moves incredibly fast, especially with the modern daily options expiration flow, that zero DT flow, just adding immense volatility intraday.
Oh, the zero DT flow makes the tape fly.
Exactly. So let's say the NQ is pushing up to test the high of the day at 18,050. The tape is flying, right? I look inside my footprint chart and I see a massive buying imbalance. Maybe 1,500 contracts bought at the ask, but the price does not tick up to 18,051. It just stops. It stalls completely.
You are describing absorption. And honestly, that is arguably the most profitable footprint setup you can identify.
Really? Why is that? Because on a regular candlestick chart, a stall at the high of the day just looks like a normal pause.
Right. You might just assume the market is quiet or taking a breather.
Mm-hmm.
But inside the footprint, you see a violent, high-volume transaction happening. The algorithm shows you those 1,500 contracts of aggressive market buying. But because the price isn't moving, you know mathematically that passive sellers are sitting there with limit orders.
So they're just eating it.
They're absorbing every single contract the buyers are throwing at them.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object. And the causality here is what really fascinates me. Why does absorption almost always lead to a violent reversal?
It really comes down to risk management algorithms.
Hmm.
When those aggressive buyers lift the ask for 1,500 contracts right at the absolute high of the day, what are they expecting?
They are anticipating an immediate breakout.
Exactly. They want momentum. So when the passive sellers absorb that volume, those buyers are instantly trapped. The moment the passive sellers finish absorbing the flow and step down their offers, the price ticks lower to 18,049.
Oh, man. And suddenly 1,500 contracts are totally underwater.
Instantly underwater. Their risk management software kicks in immediately. And to exit a long position, what do you have to execute?
You have to execute a market sell order.
Yes.
Which creates a massive cascade of selling pressure. The trapped buyers literally become forced sellers, fueling the exact reversal they were trying to trade against.
Exactly. And if you are only looking at an RSI or a basic MBD, you are completely blind to that trap being set. You just see a red candle form after the fact.
You're just reacting to the ghost of the move.
Right. But keep in mind, the footprint only shows you the executed trades inside one specific candle at one specific price level. To understand if those trapped buyers are just an isolated skirmish or part of a massive session-long exhaustion, you need the algorithm to calculate the cumulative volume delta.
The CVD.
Yes, the CVD. So CVD zooms out. It takes the delta of every single candle, which is the net difference between aggressive market buying and aggressive market selling, and it adds it up cumulatively over the entire session.
Right, it tracks the running total of the aggression.
So if CVD is tracking market orders crossing the spread, CVD represents the aggressors. They're the aggressive infantry charging the field.
I like that analogy.
Which makes the liquidity heat map the fortified walls they are either going to break through or crash against. Because the heat map visualizes the resting limit orders sitting in the order book, the DOM, over time.
It is close, but a siege implies the walls cannot move. In the market, those walls of liquidity are fake half the time. Ah, spoofing.
Exactly. The heat map color codes the depth of the market so you can literally see where resting limit orders are stacked.
Yeah.
You might see a massive glowing red wall of 500 resting sell limits sitting 10 points above the current price.
Right. It looks like an impenetrable ceiling.
But algorithmic traders routinely place large limit orders. They have absolutely no intention of executing. They do it just to drag price toward them, and then they pull the orders milliseconds before they get filled. That is spoofing.
So how do you use the CVD and the heat map together to actually filter out that noise and find a real level?
You watch the collision, you watch the aggressive infantry charging via the CVD line, and you watch the fortified wall and the heat map. If the NQ is pushing higher and the CVD is rising right with it, the aggressive buyers are genuinely in control.
Okay, that makes sense.
But let's say price makes a new high on your chart, but your CVD line fails to make a new high. It actually prints a lower high.
Oh, a classic divergence. So the price is going up, but the cumulative aggression of the buyers is actually bleeding out.
Mathematically, it means the upward price movement is no longer being driven by aggressive buying. It is being driven by a lack of liquidity. The passive sellers have just pulled their offers, allowing price to float up on very light volume.
It's like a vacuum.
Exactly. If you see that CVD divergence occurring exactly as price approaches a massive wall of resting liquidity on your heat map, and that wall is not being pulled, it's staying solid, you have an incredibly high probability short setup. The exhausted buyers are about to hit real supply.
And to time the exact entry, you use the final component of the order flow sequence, the bid-ask volume and the aggressive delta print.
Right, you don't just guess.
Once you see the buyers absorbed in the footprint and you see the CVD divergence against the heat map wall, you don't just blindly short. You wait for the aggressive delta to actually flip negative on the current candle. You wait for the big block trades to print on the bid, confirming that the sellers have seized control of the tape.
That right there is institutional-grade order flow execution. You are tracking the resting liquidity, monitoring the cumulative aggression, spotting the absorption at the micro level, and then using the real-time delta shift as your trigger.
And the dot jar file processes all of those calculations directly inside the free mode of wave environment.
Yes, seamlessly.
But, and this brings us back to the data catch we tabled earlier, the software engine cannot run on standard free internet data feeds. And I want to get very granular on the architecture of why that is. A lot of retail traders assume that if they have a basic feed showing the last traded price and the total volume of a candle, the platform can just somehow extrapolate the footprint.
Can't.
So mathematically, without bid-ask tick data, is it physically impossible for the software to calculate these order flow tools?
It is an absolute physical impossibility. To understand why, you really have to look at the matching engine of the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Let's say a transaction of 50 ES contracts prints at a price of 5,100. A basic level one data feed, which is just top of book data, simply tells the software, 50 contracts traded at 5,100. The footprint and delta algorithms literally have zero inputs to work with there.
Because it doesn't know who initiated the trade. It just knows a trade happened.
Exactly. Was that 50 contract print a market buy order lifting a resting sell limit at the ask? If so, that is positive delta. Or was it a market sell order hitting a resting buy limit at the bid?
Which would be negative delta.
Right. Without knowing precisely what volume traded at the bid versus the ask tick by tick, you cannot classify the aggression. You cannot build a footprint chart. You cannot calculate CVD. The software cannot just guess. It requires the exact binary classification of every single tick.
And it also needs the full depth of book to render the liquidity heat map, right? A level one feed only shows the best bid and best offer.
Yeah, it does not show the resting limit order stacked 10 points above or below the current price.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely require a level two or DOM data feed.
So the real technical barrier here isn't the software paywall at all. It's the data access. How does a retail desk secure a level two tick data feed that routes natively into MotiveWave without paying massive monthly exchange fees?
The modern solution is basically to bypass direct exchange subscriptions entirely. There are two primary avenues professionals use to pipe this specific fuel into MotiveWave. The first is through a broker trial.
Oh, like a demo account.
Kind of. Most futures brokers that offer native MotiveWave API connections provide 14-day or 30-day trial feeds. And these are not delayed simulated feeds. They are live, unfiltered Level 2 data streams that include the full bid-ask tape and the market depth required for the heat map.
Okay, and the second route, which has completely changed the landscape of retail trading over the last few years, is through proprietary firm evaluation accounts.
Yes. The funded futures accounts and evaluation accounts from major prop firms come bundled with top-tier institutional data feeds, usually Rhythmic or CQG. Those feeds route directly into MotiveWave using your prop firm credentials.
So because the prop firm is already covering the exchange data fees at the institutional level, you just get the uninterrupted level 2 DOM data and the tick-by-tick big-ass classification.
Exactly, which is precisely what is required for the .jar file to calculate the footprint perfectly.
So if we step back and calculate the total overhead of this specific architectural setup, the math is genuinely staggering compared to the traditional retail path.
Yeah.
I mean, the MotiveWave Community Edition platform itself is free forever.
Right.
The level 2 data feed is subsidized through a prop firm evaluation account you are probably already trading or obtained temporarily via a broker trial.
Yeah.
The only component that actually costs capital is the OrderFlow.jar add-on itself, which is a fraction of the cost of leasing a premium platform tier year over year.
It fundamentally changes the barrier to entry. You maintain the free charting environment you are already comfortable with. You keep your standard VIH, VIL, and POC profile levels, your standard indicators, and you seamlessly augment the platform with the exact micromechanics the free version was missing.
You integrate the exact same tools a prop desk uses to read the auction.
Exactly.
And, you know, for anyone who wants to actually replicate the precise mechanics we just dissected, this is the exact architecture the Wickflow Order Flow Studies bundle provides. You download their .jar file, place it into the MotiveWave extensions folder, and the footprint, the CVD, and the heat map populate instantly.
It's very clean.
And what is highly practical about their model is that the Wickflow bundle offers a 14-day free trial with no credit card required. Furthermore, two of the core studies, the CVD and the bid ask volume, remain completely free forever.
Which is a brilliant way to test your data feed.
Right. That is an intentional design choice, so you can connect your prop firm or trial data feed, load up those free tools, and mathematically verify that your level 2 tick data is classifying the bid and ask correctly before you actually commit to the full footprint suite. Listeners can find the technical installation guides and the bundle itself at wickflow.com.
Verifying the data feed is honestly the most critical step, because once you see the delta accurately populating on the free CVD study and you can track those divergences we talked about, you have absolute confirmation that your data engine is robust enough to process the full footprint and liquidity heat map algorithms.
Which really leaves us with a purely psychological reality to consider here. Once you actually execute the setup, once you bypass the paywall, pipe in the level 2 data and install a footprint chart on your screen. Once you see the actual algorithm highlight a 400% buying imbalance.
Yeah.
Once you watch 2,000 contracts of aggressive selling hit a resting limit wall on the DOM and get completely absorbed tick by tick right before a violent short squeeze. Once you actually take off the blindfold and see the literal internal machinery of price discovery, is it ever psychologically possible to go back to trading a naked line chart?